I've been doing in the last day or so, I have been taking your presentations and putting them all together in a summary for the conference. And so you may or may not recognize yourself according to your presentations. But, however, in some form or fashion, all of us have been talking and about nonwovens in particular. But the way I put this together, as far as applications are concerned, now I clumped these together, military, technical, industrial, and commercial. These may not be the titles that you spoke about, such as medical technology, nanotechnology, etc., but they certainly fit within those headings. So I put Dr. Sani just right up front in that one because he covered a multitude of information. And then, of course, Dr. Bott from Tennessee presented nanotechnology. And so we've inserted that with performance fibers and fabrics. And many of you in here would have fit in that same category there. Dr. Negulescu talking about his composites that he's been experimenting with for the last couple of years, with emphasis on bagasse and some jute, rami and hemp, etc. And then, of course, the military. And also at Texas Tech, they have developed some other fabric that Dr. Ram Kumar was to present on chemical and fire protective fabrics there. But here again, just applications and nothing new. We've had many lists, and here again, it's like the market analysis. Every list has been a little bit different. So here with just nonwovens, we have to certainly include the medical utilization there. So Dr. Svenkin Edwards gave excellent presentations today, measurement of fibers as well as medical use, upholsteries, fiber optics, etc. So here again, the automobile is there, and we can't forget home fashions too. And believe it or not, there are those who still sew. Believe it or not. Production techniques. Dr. Cochran gave an overview, really, of production within the industry itself. But others gave more specific presentations, such as Dr. Pate with needle punching, and gave an excellent overview of the machinery and how it worked. And Dr. Smith with spun lace today, talking about the equipment there, and then the different types of production techniques. Have not listed all of them by any means. Here again, many of you have made your list, and they've all been somewhat a little bit different. But Dr. Jesse yesterday specifically mentioned melt-blown products. Hot markets. Well, our hot markets and our statistical analysis really couldn't pull all of that together. So I went with countries instead. These are the markets, the countries that have the greatest production of nonwovens at this time. So I have put those people who have been most involved in market analysis within the symposium into this particular category because the data that you have presented certainly has been appropriate for the United States, but I also think that we have an impact on other countries, and other countries certainly have an impact on what we do over here and where we're going for the future. So I think everybody was just right on target with the statistics that they did give, but I think it's real interesting that the countries that are coming to the forefront, we're seeing some new ones out there for the first time that have not been competitors in the past. So that's something new too. China, these are not in any order by any means, but I do think that China is out there from a retailing standpoint for sure, because many of you have mentioned Walmart. Of course, they have been working very closely with China lately in the retail area, so I think China will be the big dealer. Fibers. Now, in our presentations here at the symposium, very few specific fibers were mentioned as far as being research-oriented. What I have done, I have pulled a few, though, to give you an idea of the new fibers that are out there, what some of their characteristics are. In parentheses, the very first underneath the title, Dr. Kamath, or soon to be Dr. Kamath, from Tennessee, really gave an overview of cost efficiency, totally, which was very good, so I put him at the title. the rest of these, in most cases, are the companies that actually produce that particular fiber. And I've tried to pull into a synopsis the different characteristics that particular fiber would have and how it's being used in the nonwoven industry. So these are all fibers that are being used in nonwovens presently. So you can do that. You are probably more familiar with those than I am, so we'll skip on over. Then for biodegradability, I plugged myself in with NatureWorks. Biodegradation really is not a hot topic for nonwovens at this time. I think it's something to look forward to. I think it has a lot of value, and I think it offers future research, but right at this very moment, 2008, I don't see it as being a real, a real research objective, like for USDA or anybody like that, but I do think it's worthy. So I just sort of plugged myself in there because NatureWorks is one of those that is a sustainable fiber, and it is supposedly biodegradable and agronomic source there for agricultural use. So make that kind of fun. In the viscose blends, Dr. Chan, I put you there. Now, you could have been just probably splattered all over this summary. However, I chose to put you there just simply because you have been one of the few to actually mention other fibers that could be blended with cotton to give excellent results. Now, in this case, we're using the viscose blends, but you also mentioned that hopefully we can use more cotton and to get away from the blends such as the rayon. So I have put you in with that particular group. So to give you emphasis there. We have known rayon to be good at biodegradation also. Okay. Polypropylene, it's been out there and it's going to continue to be out there. And I think if we're looking at a competitor for cotton, I think polypropylene in the nonwovens industry is one that we will have to come to grips with and has been out there for a long time. It does work, however, it is not environmentally friendly. We already know that. So we do have some challenges in working with polypropylene, but maybe we could use more cotton and a little bit less polypropylene, so can do that. But it's been in the industry for a long time, and tried and true product, and we know how excellent it really is, but those are some of its characteristics there. Merino, this is not the wool, this is just the name of another synthetic fiber that is out there, and polyester would be used. Top 10 companies. Dr. Thomason, I put you here in the title just simply because your presentation concerning reach affects all of these companies. These are in rank order, starting on the left-hand side, 1 through 10, your top companies. So when you mentioned you were talking about reach and the larger companies have already been putting or working toward reach, I have a feeling that you were probably talking about those particular companies there. And as we rally and as we lasso our nonwovens and bring our symposium to closure, I really do hope that you've had a lot of fun. I know I have, meeting new people and hopefully have pulled all of your presentations together. And if we were to hear the music, we'd be singing Happy Trails right now. And so we could do that. So thank you for your attention. Thank you for your attendance. And Dr. Parikh, do you have any last minute words?
Yes, I want to remind everyone to worry. Yeah. That is good. That is
good. Thank you.
I would like to make one observation, and that is, look at the number of people here at the last minute on the last day. Yeah. Tell you something. Mm-hmm. We're all still interested.
They're out there. So happy trails to everybody. Safe journeys wherever you go. And we'll meet next year. And where is next year's belt wide?
San Antonio.
Is it San Antonio? Yeah. Well, happy trails to San Antonio. Get in your boat and let's go.